The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio, on the air and online.
The day after Sung Hui Cho killed 32 people and then himself at Virginia Tech, President George W. Bush spoke at a memorial service on campus.
This is a day of mourning for the Virginia Tech community, and it is a day of sadness for our entire nation.
In fact, that sadness was felt and recognized far beyond the U.S. borders, as we hear now from David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project.
This is an incredible story by Robbie Korth, a reporter with the Roanoke Times, about what happened in the days and weeks and months following the shootings at Virginia Tech 10 years ago. 90,000 objects were donated. These could have been letters, works of art. The story mentioned there was a rock from the Mississippi River. People were moved. They received an object from at least every state and 80 different countries.
David, the university wanted to make sure that all of those items were cataloged and archived. Needless to say, it was an overwhelming task.
Tamara Kenley, she's the university archivist and special collections librarian, was in charge of creating a whole tagging system and cataloging system to keep track of these things. And the story quotes a woman named Ann Campbell, who was a local person who felt like she wanted to do something after the tragedy, and came to campus and happened upon this operation and recruited a dozen of her friends who spent weeks and months reading these letters. And many people that volunteered 10 years ago have a difficulty, according to this article, even talking about this without tears.
Selected items from the archive have been available for public viewing during the month of April on campus. One of those exhibits in the Virginia Tech Alumni Museum will continue through May 3rd. David, our next story is about a federal undercover operation based in southwestern Virginia that has created some controversy, to put it mildly.
The story is by Matt Apuzzo with the New York Times about how an undercover operation created their own revenue and didn't have to report how they spent it. Some of the money was used to rent a suite at the Bristol Motor Speedway NASCAR race for $21,000.
That was the biggest ticket item, but by no means the only questionable one. David, this all started with a federal investigation of tobacco smuggling, but it went off in directions that we may not even know about yet.
There's a lot of unanswered questions. A local tobacco cooperative who was kind of being used as the cover for this brought a lawsuit saying that they were defrauded by the government themselves, who were doing this undercover operation.
Now, the account was completely secret and off the books, and the story says that the agents generated money for it by buying untaxed cigarettes and then selling them for a profit. A federal inspector general has looked into this and says ATF is in compliance with the law now, but even that raises a question.
Yeah, and it wasn't really clear if they were talking about this case or others.
David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. I'm Fred Eccles.